have all board members here, and Superintendent Citrude and Jared Black, and we will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. We will go into a public hearing for tax rates for tax year 2015 and original budget for fiscal year 2016. So we need a motion for that, right?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any public comments that you have on the budget and questions that you can, Jared could probably answer?
Let me give just a little bit of
explanation. That would be great.
The school district's tax rate, proposed tax rate, exceeds the certified tax rate. So in June, we approved a tentative budget with the idea that here in this meeting, we would approve an official original budget as well as the tax rates. And so this is our truth in taxation hearing. The proposed tax rate, and I had a wonderful 5-slide presentation and I couldn't get it to work. So it was going to take 3 minutes, but I'll just do it verbally, I guess.
Okay.
On the green sheet here, and for anyone interested, there's a copy of the proposed original budget on the back. I'll explain the changes from the budget we had in June. They're very minor. But as far as the tax rates go, what we are proposing is all tax rates that would be within the certified rate, with the exception of a judgment levy, which is to repay a judgment from Utah American Energy for $122,000. And so that tax rate is 0060 that we are proposing, that would generate $122,000 to repay that judgment. Otherwise, all of the levies are within the regular certified tax rate. As far as how that affects the official original budget as compared to the one we passed in June, there are only 4 line items. I gave you an updated copy of this that was on the table here. And just there on the first page under revenue, the basic rate, if you go over to the right under original budget, that's where all of these would be different. The basic rate is lower by about $23,000 than originally planned, and that is because in June we did not know what the basic rate would be, and so until that rate is given, we don't know exactly what it would be. So that's where it comes in at exactly with the tax rate. And then 4 lines below that, the board local levy, $4,256,999. That is also $2,000 lower than we had originally budgeted in June, because the state tax commission was evaluating a formula and decided it needed to be 1 point less.
So they're both lower?
Yes.
Okay.
Then on the second page, so on the back side of that first page there, about the 7th or 8th line down is regular school programs, K through 12. And over under original budget, it's $2,951,000. And that is $23,000 higher than original. So it exactly offsets the basic rate. And that's because whatever we don't generate in our basic rate, we get in the K through 12. They're kind of a combined funding source. And so it's just one offset the other. That's really all the changes.
Okay.
And then on the third page, about 3/4 of the way down, is our general supply expenditure budget. Over on the right hand side, it's $629,000. And that one is $2,000 lower than original. And that's to offset that second board local levy that went down by $2,000.
Okay.
So the overall impact to the budget is $2,000 less, and in the budget of 26 million. It's pretty immaterial, but
yeah, that's pretty.
Wanted to state
easy.
That as far as changes to the budget from June. And that's it. Everything else is exactly,
it's exactly the same.
What it was. Mm-hmm.
Any questions? Anybody? Okay, then we need a motion for approval of the resolution to adopt final tax rates for tax year 2015.
We need a motion to go out
a motion.
Of the hearing.
Oh, we do need a motion to go out of the public hearing.
I move that we go out of public hearing.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? And then the approval of resolution to adopt final tax rates for tax year 2015.
I'll make a motion that we approve it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? And then adoption of original budget for fiscal year 2016. A motion for that.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, we have the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes for July 2015 meeting, and the financial reports for July 2015. Any questions that haven't been answered on that?
I move that we accept them as they've been presented.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we have personnel actions, names for approval.
Okay, we have a number of names trying to keep up. I don't know, I can't remember a year when we've gone right down to school starting to try to, it has happened on occasion, but there's a huge teacher shortage in the state of Utah, although we did get our teachers, most of them hired by last board meeting, but talking to Alpine School District, who's looking at starting the year with somewhere between 400 to 600 substitute teachers.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
no kidding.
Moly.
And some of those other big districts, but teachers are getting harder and harder to find.
Wow.
Even in rural, especially in rural areas too.
Should make that practice test a little easier.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Should make it easier to.
I actually have a daughter just got accepted into Utah State's education program, and it took her I think 4 tries to pass the praxis to get accepted.
Really?
So.
Oh wow.
And then the last two days, she found out they had lowered the cut score, and she took it and paid for it for nothing.
Oh.
She'd already passed it on the third try, so. Anyway, I did send you a list of coaches, and then I sent you an updated list of coaches, and then I sent you a change of a name of a coach.
Yeah.
But you have the list of coaches that are proposed. They need to be approved annually. I think the last change I sent was girls basketball at Emory High. It was not Rachel Rasmussen. It's Rachel Hallows.
Rachel.
Rasmussen was her maiden name.
Oh, I see.
But right now, these are the coaches that have been assigned to the various, not only sports, but extracurricular assignments. And you can approve them with the other names if you'd like, but that needs to be approved. Also, we have 4 positions in the child nutrition program. 3 of them are 2 hours a day, and one of them an hour a day. Peggy Kremers. And again, the pronunciation, some of you may know them and can pronounce it better than I do, but that's the way it's spelled. Huntington Elementary, it's a 4-day week, 2 hours a day. Loy Tucker, Emory High, an hour a day. Shawnee Conboy, Emory High, 2 hours a day. And Laurie Larson at Farron Elementary, 2 hours per day. Maquette Tawny. Preschool Farron, 3 hours per day. Natalie Olson, preschool at Cottonwood, 3 hours per day. Amanda Nelson, educational assistant preschool, 3 hours a day at Cottonwood. Michaela Hughes, computer lab / library / instructional assistant at Bookcliff Elementary. That's 29.5 hours per week. Gaina Salinas, educational assistant in Title I at Bookcliff, 3 hours per day. Sandra Ovison, adult education facilitator, and Darlene DeBry, half-day counselor, elementary. That's a special education position. I recommend to the board approval of those names.
I make a motion that we approve them.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
And we are still looking for a couple of educational assistants, one at Farron, and I can't remember right now where the other one is.
So I see a banner out here saying bus drivers.
We have several banners now in the county. We have a real difficult time getting bus drivers, particularly substitutes, but even regular route. So maybe Jared can explain it better than I can. We've been advertising the paper with not much success, and so we put banners in several communities advertising that bus drivers are needed and giving them the phone number of the transportation department.
I think there's only one or two, but Roger has rotated them.
He's rotating them, but I know there was one.
Oh, that's good. But the teaching positions are all filled.
Right now, I think our teaching positions are filled, but we still are looking for some educational assistance. I know Mr. Davis is still looking for a math tutor out of his land trust. And then we have education assistant at Castledale and another one at Farron that is still interviewing. And the adult ed facilitator, what we have to do there, we've not been able to find a certified teacher. So in order to give the credit, we have Sandra Ovison. Emory High is going to kill us because it's her number one substitute.
I'm not going to talk to you.
Sandra will be the facilitator, and Dina, who has been our adult ed teacher, will work an hour a week on a stipend with her to oversee the program and make sure that the reports are done, make sure the program is operating, and we've approved that with the State Office of Education. So.
Okay. We have policy actions revision. A couple of policies, if you want to explain.
Yeah,
those.
We have our records management access policy. It's a change on the last page, and it's the underlying part. We're trying to catch up with last year's legislature, and so we're working through these as quickly as we can. But there's a statement that's added to the records policy that says. It has to do with security breach of student records. The school district shall work to protect the privacy of a student, the student's parents, and the student's family. In the administration operation of all school programs, the district shall notify the parent of a student if there is a release of student's personally identifiable student data due to a security breach. So we really don't have any records of students that anyone would want to really hack into and get. The only data that we have digitally stored that I think anyone would even have interest in would be with our district financial information or our personnel database with social security numbers, those kind of things here. But ALIO kinds of things, but student records, we just don't have anything, but we are required to have a statement that says we will notify parents if there is a security breach of student data that's digitally stored. So the other policy is the policy with reference to evaluation of professional staff. It is an outline of what's required in code. The actual process, we're still working through a document on that, and that'll be presented at some future board meeting. But we do have to have the policy in place as school starts in order to start this process. This is a basic overview of the law. There are a couple of changes, edits that I need to make to it from what you were sent, and I've attached that to my report tonight. It's attached to this report that I prepared for you tonight. If you look, I marked in pink on the second to the last paragraph on the first page. I left a word out. It said there to be evaluated probationary and provisional evaluated twice annually, once prior to November 15th, and again prior to March 15th. I had left the word "to" out.
Okay.
On the second page, down where it says performance compensation, And to tell you the truth, on this one, just before I talk about the policy, we're trying very hard this year to get Senator Osmond to pull this piece out of the educator evaluation for a few more years until administrators, teachers, and those involved with the evaluation become more comfortable with this process. But the law right now says the beginning, not this coming school year, but the following school year, an educator cannot advance on the district salary schedule or receive pay increases if their most recent rating is at the lowest level of the instrument. There's four levels. There's highly effective, effective, minimally effective, or emerging effective, depending on if you're a provisional or a career educator, and then not effective. If you are at the very lowest level, you cannot advance on the salary schedule nor receive any kind of a salary increase that year. But also, if you are an educator and you score at the second lowest level, which is either the minimally or emerging, you cannot get a pay increase if you're a career educator. But if you are a provisional educator or in your first year of a new assignment, grade level, or school, you can still get the pay increase for that year. And so I've restated it here from what you originally got so that it says what I just told you.
Yeah.
In the original version, it only mentioned that you didn't qualify if you were at the lowest rating. And then it made a statement about the second lowest rating, but it didn't clarify it. And I appreciate Marie picking up on that. So, in a nutshell, if you are a career educator, you have more than 3 years, and you're not in a new assignment or grade level or subject, then you can't get a pay increase or move up on the salary schedule if you score in one of the bottom two categories of the evaluation. But if you're a provisional in your first 3 years or you're in a new assignment that year, you still can get a pay increase and be in that minimally effective or emerging effective.
And that would be as evaluated by the administrator in your school?
Yes. Following the evaluation, the administrator is required to, and it's based not only on their observation, but it's also based on student-parent surveys and on student achievement, those three categories. Observation is 70%. The student achievement, I believe, is 20%. Surveys, 10%. Unless I got those two backwards, those last two. But anyway, it's those three categories, and then there's a rating given. And it's a three-year cycle. Two of those years that you still have to give a rating, but they are formative years, so that there's not as much formal evaluation or observation going on, but you still have to have a rating. The third year is a summative rating. That summative rating can stay with you for 3 years.
Yeah, that's what I wondered if you could.
Unless there's reason to change it. You see a drastic improvement, or you have an educator or administrator who is starting to struggle, then the principal or supervisor can do another summative evaluation immediately. They don't have to wait for the third year.
That's good.
But we're trying to write the policy and the process based on the very minimum of the law right now. We don't want to go beyond the minimum of the law till we become comfortable with it, we feel good about the way we're using it, we get the legislature and the state office and state board to make the adjustments that they want to make, and then we can look at whatever else you as a board or the teachers or others want to put in that. So I'm recommending that the board approve this as the basic policy, and then we'll continue to work on the process with our committee and then come to the board with the process that details the whole thing very specifically. So
I'll make the motion that we approve these two policies.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Asbestos containing materials, annual notification to the public.
And this was not in your original agenda, we added it afterwards, so this is just our annual notification to the public that our asbestos records of inspection, plans, etc. are available in each building as well as at the maintenance shop over in Castledale. Patsy, you should be getting this from Irene tomorrow. to publish for the next 2 weeks. And so that's why we put those dates as far as publishing dates in the paper. That will be in the newspaper. And then here in board meeting, we just need to provide that notification to the public. So if anybody is interested, those plans can be reviewed.
Okay.
They're really fun to look at.
It's like looking at the budget, right?
Yeah.
Riveting.
Worse than the budget.
We don't need any action on that, right?
No.
Okay.
No,
okay, let's go to the business administrator's report then.
Nothing to
nothing? Me. Okay.
That's what you said last month.
How about superintendent?
He did
all the budget stuff. We gotta give him a break.
Just a couple of things. I just wanted to, I've given you a copy of the opening school institute schedule. It will be held at Emory High on the 24th. We have Dr. Greg Hudnall coming. He works for Hope for Utah. He was an assistant superintendent of Provo School District, but does work for an organization called Hope for Utah, and it's focused on suicide prevention training. He does promote the Hope Squads, and I've asked him not to push that real heavily. We've done a little bit of work with that at Emory High some years ago, and didn't have a real good experience at that time with it, and we may want to relook at it. One of the things he wanted me to guarantee if he came down and spoke was that we would implement that in our secondary schools, and I told him I couldn't guarantee that because it would be up to each individual school whether they went with that, and he still agreed to come. I've heard him give presentations on suicide prevention, and they have been really, really good presentations. I've asked him to focus with the elementary teachers on bullying prevention that leads to possible suicidal behavior later on. Suicide is not a huge problem for us at that age, but it does become later on. But bullying is, and we need to, he will talk with our elementary teachers about that. The other part of Institute is on part of the new educator evaluation system, the student growth component that I talked about that's required by the state, consists of one of two things. It's either how the kids score on the core test, or it's something called student learning objectives. SLOs we fondly refer to, but we're having people from the state office come to talk about the SLO side of that, how those can be written, how they can be used to try to help bring better training to our teachers about that piece of the educator evaluation, specifically how to write student learning objectives, how to assess them, and how to then from that determine student growth that's part of the evaluation system. The thing about student learning objectives is that they are designed by the teacher with the principal, and they also can be adjusted at mid-year somewhat where the core test can't. It's you take what you get when the kids take the test. So at first they were going to require teachers who taught subject areas that were tested to use the state core test, but now the new rule that they have so far, the draft versions indicate that they can do either or. It'll be a choice. So we have some training on that. And then, Jared, do you want to say anything about the benefits fair that goes along with that?
There will be a lunch. You're welcome to come with
family. Do you need any help
well.
With that? Or?
I don't think so.
You're okay?
The lunch is at noon. It'll be at Emory High, not over at the recreation area that we had before, and then the benefits fair from 11 till 1:30. We'll have a few vendors there and employees. You're welcome to that as well. You can visit with the vendors.
that's for families, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a family picnic, and the key is everybody needs to understand that we're going to do it all at Emory High, we're not going down to the rec
mm-hmm.
center. So that's our day on the 24th, our morning. Also, just report to you that we're planning, at least right now, and it's still at a point where it could all fall apart, but our plan is to put, we're working with USU Eastern to set up a concurrent enrollment class at Green River High School. That's an automotive program.
That's awesome.
We tried last year, but we didn't, we had one student interested.
Wow.
This year, we have 10 or 11 right now that have shown interest, and they'd like to have at least 10 in it, but they would work with 8 students if they had to. But this is an online automotive course. Mr. Kava has designed it. He's worked with USU Eastern. They've looked at it and approved it. And we will probably have Mr. Kava going to Green River High every couple of weeks for one afternoon to work hands-on with those students in automotive.
Then
while he's down there, those students at Emory High will be in the online program for that afternoon. We have him on a just through sixth period now this next year so that we can use him to do some of this. So.
Good.
Great.
We're excited about that. We hope it turns out. And,
I hope so too.
It'll give them something else in that area until we can finally get someone who can do the woodworking and get that shop reopened. So we're kind of excited about that. Hope it works out. Unless anyone has any questions of me, that's all I have to report tonight.
Just a quick on the Opening Institute, the suicide and bullying is in the little theater. What's the location for the?
It will be in the media center in the library. Yeah, we're gonna have to haul in some chairs and tables, but we'll have the SLO training in the library.
I had a question. Sure. What movie did somebody pirate for me?
You'll have to put it in.
No, it was Jared.
It's scary. It's numbers. It's all those numbers.
Okay, that is scary.
That is scary. The pictures that they took when we were there.
Oh, gracious.
Anybody interested in the delegate assembly Saturday?
That's right. And I can't be there. I have a son getting an Eagle Scout award, and I got to be here with him.
I'm not this year.
You're not available.
I've got a grandson coming home from the station.
That's pretty important. Well, I will try to
Marie
be there.
Marie is an alternate, though.
I am. But I didn't schedule this.
Yeah. That's the problem.
It's nice to have someone there, Laurel, but really, it's not mandatory.
I know.
They have plenty of people there to speak up. And
there may be some things in my life that will preclude me from being there, but I will.
That's fine.
I will try.
The
meal's
good. I wouldn't worry.
The meal's
really
good, and they give you free stuff.
And they have Matt Holland is speaking the night before. I'd like to hear him.
Yeah, they have
like a
President Holland from UVU there.
The
night before speaking. Well, they have several higher ed people, but I think what you're going to hear is they're going to tell us what a challenge they're having with kids coming out of high school that don't have the math levels that they need.
Yeah, sure.
So
I'm sure that's
statewide.
It's a worry.
I have some problems with that myself based on the new core without textbooks. But we won't get into that. I get a little bit riled up when you start talking about it. So,
any public comments? Neil, please.
Just give you an important report that yesterday Emory High Golf six teams in our region placed second.
Yay!
Beating by 2 strokes last year's state champion Manti.
Yay!
So that's just our first golf tournament, so we feel really good and positive about what's happening there.
Good.
And next thing, you've obviously all heard the bad news, but I will be the EEA president until. Knows.
It's a lifetime
appointment. I hope not.
It may never end.
But I do want to. I know that I'm following a giant in Kim, and
Kim has been great.
I have so much respect for her. But I just wanted to come and pledge doing those things that we discussed, and I'm hoping for good things in the future. I'm that's the attitude I'm approaching this with, is we can work together because we've got enough enemies out there.
That's right.
So that's my attitude.
Good. We had a really good meeting with Neil today, the administrators in here, and it was very productive, and feel good about it, and I think things will be good.
And we do appreciate
for everybody but his wife.
Oh, she gets to go to Salt Lake once a month, so that'll be good.
And Mr. Hughes has painted his school, and
as I say, on behalf of Conway,
I've heard mixed reviews, but some good and some
the colors and allowing us to paint in the ramp, and just the improvements made to our school are just outstanding, and our teachers are excited. So we appreciate your support in allowing some of those changes to take place.
Fantastic.
They were needed, and this it's exciting. We're gonna have a great year.
We have
That's
a lot of
great.
Capital Outlay projects still in process. I noticed the last 2 days they've been working on the tennis courts at Emory High. Hopefully that will get done before their tryouts tomorrow or something.
They're supposed to be done tomorrow.
Really?
Or Friday.
Early morning?
No rush. Huh.
Although I understand that the tennis courts are carbon blue, but it was the only color I think they could get at the time. But I shouldn't have said it that way, I guess.
That's really what we've been concerned about.
Yeah, we don't want him to feel so.
We'll send Cottonwood Elementary over there to paint it.
Hey,
that's right.
I think there was a different color selected, but they've had some problems with contractors and things, and that's where we ended up.
Okay.
I think they're doing a good job.
Yeah, maybe. And we will be in trouble.
But we have a lot of Capital Outlay projects going, and feel free to, you know, visit schools and see what's happening. And maybe we can give you a little update on where we're at on it in the near future, when we get a chance to get out and see them too. So I know they've done a lot of concrete work at Cottonwood, and
it's awesome.
Really good.
Oh, that's
a
good.
A lot of the steps, so that there's less steps for kids to trip over. The
good.
Ramp to the front doors is awesome.
And I think maybe I ought to just insert in here that you are still looking at the ninth grade situation.
We are, yeah. We are in the process of scheduling a meeting with the Uinta School District to go over and meet with their. We're trying to get school started. Then we're going
to make
a visit to Uinta, because they went through this over. They went through a 2-year study, went through the same kind of process, but we will be following through and looking at it.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you end up moving their sixth grade over? Is that what
they did? Well, they did ninth and I think sixth, but we're also looking at maybe getting the University of Utah Policy Center, who's going to do our surveys for our educator evaluation program, to see if they can design a survey for us, an online survey for parents and teachers and others, that would be as neutral as can be, and yet bring out the issues and concerns. I don't think the moving ninth grade to high school is the biggest concern. I think where you're going to have the real concerns is the sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
There are probably fewer positives there than there are with the ninth grade moving. We also plan to go visit every one of our faculties at the schools and have a discussion about it with our teachers. Administrators, see where they're coming from, what issues they see as far as licensing endorsements, concerns they have, things they think are positive or negative. So yeah, we're gonna move
Thank
ahead
you.
With it. Right I now we're just
were.
Trying to get
I just
school
wanted
started,
you to
so.
Get that report.
Yep.
Anything
Thank you.
Else?
And Patsy, I have a list of those names that we approved tonight if you want. So. Okay.
Okay. Any items for closed? Okay. There's a.
I move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Wow. Boy, that was pretty fast.
I know.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm gonna go home and admire my pictures.
I'm not.
I told him
I'm
it was.
Either.
I told him
I
it
like
was deer and elk pictures.
Could be.
I don't want to see those.
Buffoon.
I thought about writing what it was on the disc, but I thought it would be funner to see if one of you would ask, and you did. So.
Why
a two
of
them?
Why
is it
got in
people specific? It's kind of.
I did want to tell you though, we're in the open enrollment for insurance right now. So if any of you have any changes you want to look at changing plans, because we have the three plan options now. Anything like that, just let me know, and we can give you the information to.
So, I'm not remembering where we got the government insurance.
I'm gonna stay with the plan I have.
Is the payout, is it going to be split in a year like we did last year, is that the?
I think what we decided was to do 50% at the start and 15 January.
Okay, I remember talking about it, but I don't remember what finding was decided.
$3,500.
Well, I'll draw it out. I will, thank you.
You go back up to mine.
Not until tomorrow.
I just couldn't remember.
But that's my.
We're gonna be meeting with Commissioner Brady, Shannon Hyatt, and I don't know who else with the county commission. They have brought up some concerns about the swimming pool agreement. About the.
The